Before you could fit the world into the palm of your hand, people used to go out to be entertained. And for the next 2 weeks, Orlando celebrates what's new in the ancient art of theater with the Orlando Fringe Festival. I counted 102 shows this year, lots of returning groups and lots of newbies. Some shows I'm really looking forward to are Key of E, an apocalyptic rock musical with comedy and puppets by Orlando musician Andy Matchett. I got to hear a little preview and I enjoyed it so much. Now I'm looking forward to the end of the world. But not until I see Loon from Portland, Oregon. This is the story of a man and the moon and involves giant masks that do indeed make it look like a living cartoon. If that's not thrilling enough, The 39 Steps from Orlando, it's an improvised thriller based on the classic novel, but it's a different show every night. Sounds like it's a mystery even to the cast. Wannsee's Celebrity Match Game is back. It's a musical this time, but some lucky duck could still win $100 at this game show. For real. And finally, from Victoria, BC, God is a Scottish Drag Queen. This is a one-man show with Canadian comic Mike Delamont as God explaining an awful lot to you. I saw this show 3 times when I was in Canada, and I promise if God was this funny, they would charge cover for church. There are so many great shows. Don't miss out. Go to OrlandoFringe.org for favorites old and new. I'm Liz Langley, and I'll see you at the Fringe.